everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 48. 48 weeks where we bring you the hottest stories that Microsoft users are talking about each week. We had a lot of suggestions last week, and people said that, you know, we don't always have to stick to just Microsoft topics. Because obviously Microsofties talk about other things, and light bulb, as though it was my own idea.
As if.
So this week we're gonna sort of broaden our horizons, and I want to welcome back Paul.
Yep.
You were missed.
I went to the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan, and I want to give a shout out to the students over there and the faculty. I had a great time. Thanks for having me.
Good, good, good.
But I came back for a very important episode. This is the 1 year anniversary of Ping.
Calling Dr. Howard. Dr. Fine. Dr. Howard.
We both wore pink, though.
I know.
And we didn't even talk beforehand. We talked with our minds.
I know. It's Valentine's Day weekend, and
I
have to wear all pink.
Very exciting. So 1 year, and, you know, I thought Adam did a great job. Next week, I'm not going to be here, so it's going to be the man show of Ping. And hopefully you guys can pull through and not screw up everything that I've worked so hard for this entire year to accomplish.
I have no promises.
All right, you guys, today, Monday, February 15th, huge announcements being made at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. Sadly, I didn't get to go, but I did talk to...
Que triste.
Pardon?
Que triste means how sad in
it
Spanish.
It is. World's smallest violin.
Uh-huh.
But I did get to talk to the mobile team and the corporate vice president, Joe Belfiore, beforehand, and he gave us a full demo of everything they're going to be announcing today at Mobile World Congress, and you had a chance to take a look at it. So this is Windows Phone 7 Series. This is the new operating system.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought that finally Microsoft is embracing the end consumer with our Windows Phone brand.
And yeah.
It's a lot of really cool things in there. Some of the demos didn't go quite as smoothly. There are little glitches here and there.
Well, but this is a prototype.
Yep.
This is early. We are far from hitting store shelves.
Yep.
It's a little sneak.
Yeah, I really liked how they embraced the social aspect of so many things with like deep integration with Facebook and just making things incredibly easy to just see like your history and pictures and to have your status updates and location awareness.
Yeah, it's so great. And as I mentioned, there's a full interview, a full demo that you guys I'll link to here if you want to get it all. If you haven't like tuned into Mobile World Congress. But one of the things I thought was cool that Facebook is just right there from the start menu. It's not an outside application. You don't have to shut it down and open it up. It's right there. So it's constantly getting your friends updates.
Yep.
It's linking back to your photos on your Facebook page. They're automatically dragged into your photos on your phone, into your photo gallery on your phone. So it's just all meshed in there, just making it a little bit more streamlined because, you know, like they said, they wanted to bring together all the things that are really important to you and integrate them. So it integrates your Gmail or your Yahoo Mail or whatever. Your Windows Live contacts, everybody, instead of having to go to all these different locations.
Yep.
I love it.
I think that there's a few interesting things they do, too, like with the three buttons at the bottom. There's a back button. There's the Windows Start button, which is kind of like a home button. And then there's a search button.
Yeah.
So that search is just a way that you have some physical interaction with whatever app that wants to implement that or whatever context that you're in.
Which is great, which is something my current phone doesn't have, and I wish it did.
Yeah.
Because I'm constantly losing things.
Yeah, but overall, it seems like an incredibly smooth device. They thought through some scenarios from end to end, like with music, that you're able to take the music that you have on your device, whether it's like an MP3 form or whatever the Zune forms are, whether that's WMA or something special, and you can go through and actually click to find more artists or more songs from that artist.
Yeah.
And then you can stream it over the air. Like if you have a Zune subscription,
you
essentially have unlimited music. And I thought that those were extremely compelling scenarios for our first foray into like the really consumer-driven Windows.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the articles that are out are saying this is going to be a huge competitor for our other competitors.
Yeah.
The min bar for shipping for the hardware was set really high, meaning it has to have a touchscreen.
Yep.
But they'll also offer QWERTY keyboards.
Yeah. But the physical.
Because I like the physical. I like to have the little buttons that push up, you know.
You want to get physical?
Yeah.
Physical.
With my phone. Anyway, you guys write down in the comments what you guys think. As I said, we'll link to all the demos, to the full versions, and of course, stay tuned to Channel 9 because we're going to be making more announcements at Mix, and we're going to cover it all. We'll have videos leading up. We'll cover the GDC announcements and even post-Mix. We're obviously going to follow this thing all the way through to RTM. So
a lot of good stuff coming up.
And as soon as I get my hands on one, we'll do a review right here. But I will because I won't let you touch it.
By review, it means put into my pocket.
That's it. All right, it wouldn't be our show, embracing our roots, if I didn't mention one quick thing about Twitter, and it's actually something that Bill Gates tweeted about. If Bill Gates is tweeting about it, you figure it's worth a click to see what he has to say.
Sure. Or whoever his corporate communications expert is tweeting on his behalf.
I believe it is him.
You think so?
No. but either way, he does tweet some informative links. He's been he recently suggested we check out the speech that was given. It's called The Digital Universe, and it's a video, and they showed it at TED, a huge conference.
Yeah.
And the video actually shows in exact proportions the started Earth, started, I think, at the Himalayas, Jambalaya.
Himalayas.
And it zooms all the way out through the clouds, through the atmospheres, through the universe, to the entire known, not visible, but as far as we know, as far as we can track.
Right.
And then sucks you all back
in.
Yeah,
and it's really
cool.
And
it's all exactly scientifically in proportion.
Yeah, and it shows you, like, where we've mapped out the universe, where we haven't mapped out the universe. Has, like, little subtle text throughout the whole thing explaining how far away you are from Earth. In like terms of traveling at the speed of light, because you know we do that all the time. Like especially when I'm on the 520 headed to Microsoft,
right.
Going about the speed of frustrated.
Speed of nothing.
Yeah. But you'd mentioned this was actually talked about at the TED conference.
And Bill actually went on to tweet a bunch of other speakers and presentations that he thought were also worthwhile.
Yeah.
And I know that you're a big fan of the
huge fan of the TED conference. For the viewers out there that don't know what TED is, TED stands for Technology, Evolution, and Design. And it formerly was a conference where it would happen once a year in Monterey, California, where they'd bring some of the most influential speakers from all over the world that have the biggest, brightest ideas, and it's a great way to network and share that information with other influential people. But the trick is that you...
What's the trick, Paul?
You, as a speaker, no matter what your topic is on, you don't get more than 20 minutes to speak on it. So if you're Tony Robbins and you have like a multi-day like empowering yourself seminar,
not gonna happen.
20 minutes. If you're Al Gore that has a 2 to 3 hour speech on global warming,
jam them in
20
and
minutes.
Send them out for more. But and now not only maybe because there's so much cool stuff, but it's not just once a year.
Yeah, now
it's
now
cities,
now it happens multiple times. They have TED India. They have like TED Medical. They have TED.
There's one in Long Beach. I know there's one in New York City, Long Beach, California.
And they're trying to do a much better job of amplifying the reach of their ideas. So it's still is a difficult conference to get into.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
now,
I've been twice.
You have not.
Uh-huh.
You are such a liar.
I did.
No, you did not.
I'm going to go.
It's on my life goals to attend and to present there. So if anyone knows anybody out there, hook
them up. I'm going to direct tweet Bill.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
At Slick Willie or Big Willie style.
It's done. See you at TED.
All right, so there's a new type of ad out there that Microsoft is experimenting with. It is a Silverlight-based ad that we'll link to for you guys. But it's actually kind of interesting because it seems like Silverlight might actually be hitting the critical mass of installs out there that is becoming compelling for our content producers and our advertisers to start considering these marketing campaigns with Silverlight.
I think the first one hit, it was a gaming ad in the UK. As for Mass Effect.
Mass Effect 2.
Yeah. And you know what? I think it's awesome. I'm much more likely to click on this ad, and it gives you all these things you can do, and you can, you know, download wallpapers and watch the trailer and stuff. And it's almost like it's making it a game itself.
Sure.
Rather than just click on a still banner where it then took me to another website. That feels more blatantly to me like an ad.
Yeah,
I think the Silverlight experience is like, what's this fun game I can play without leaving my URL?
Yeah, I'm still not one that's likely to click on ads, but if it's something that, like if that were a Halo thing, I would have clicked on it. Like Mass Effect 2 is not really for me, but having it as an experience that goes over my current web page versus having to take me somewhere else.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people, none of you guys, of course, but I think people might be almost fooled into not really knowing it's an ad, because it is an interactive experience.
Yeah.
You know, that like I said, I just think it would definitely make me more likely to click it and play around in it.
Yeah.
It's like a little game.
Yeah.
So good. So kudos to Silverlight team, and hopefully we start seeing more and more of these and bring them on over to America.
Yeah. Actually, some of the interesting things about this, we mentioned this in a previous episode, is that one of the outreaches that we have to our content producers and advertising partners is that they'll be able to create these campaigns that can go across the three screens. So mm-hmm. they'll be able to create a Silverlight experience for the browser, which we've just talked about, but also potentially for the phone and for Xbox Live.
Right.
So that way they can just use the same types of media and technology across all these different devices and hit their end consumers. So.
Yeah, and for all of my friends out there who I send them links to my videos, and they're like, what is this Silverlight thing? Do I have to install it? Why do I want to watch your video? Just install it!
Or just download the MP4 and watch it.
Next. All right, Paul, I found our next juicy story, which, you know, technically has nothing to do with Microsoft, but it does have to do with technologies that we use and support and create. There were these two guys in the Netherlands who, I guess they had, Google had advertised that they were going to be coming around with their Google trucks to take pictures for Google.
The Street View. Yeah.
The Street View. And so they... Let's just show a picture. You can see what they did. This is the actual image from Google Maps where these two guys decided to sit in scuba gear.
Yep.
With pitchforks, it looks like.
Or harpoons or something. I don't know what they were.
And lawn chairs and then run around and chase each other. So now that this is an eternity of fame. This is not 15 minutes. Well, until the Google Maps takes new pictures. But this is awesome.
Yeah, I was blown away that how did they even know about it? But I guess if Google was advertising
that. Right, I mean, the other option is maybe they were just hanging out.
Yeah.
Maybe this is what they do in the Netherlands.
Maybe they were just trying to, hitch a ride to go, harpooning.
Right.
And make some, perfume or something.
You never know, and then this just happened to get them. Maybe it wasn't a big conspiracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's how I like to spend a Saturday.
Yeah, and you could actually see them, chasing down, the Google Street View van, and they're just...
But it was all harmless. Don't get any crazy ideas to chase things down or hunt down the Google van. It was all harmless. It was very funny. And I got that juicy little tidbit from a really fun site called Geekology.
Geekology.
Yeah, which you guys should all check out, because they have fun stories to basically waste your day with interesting geeky bits of technology news.
Why does that sound familiar?
That's it. All right, Paul, welcome back. Happy 1 year. We made it.
I know.
I'm so proud of us. You weren't here the whole time.
I wasn't.
Really,
yet.
I'm just proud of me.
Shout out to Max. I actually saw him down in San Francisco a few weekends ago.
Aww.
And one of the very first things we talked about was Ping. And I talked about how all the little inside jokes that we have. And then I asked him this, Laura.
Where's this going?
I asked him, which is it? Is it the Contra code? Or the Konami code.
Oh, my God. First of all, Max doesn't even play games outside of Rock Band.
And that does not count.
Said, he's a noob.
He said Contra code, and it just about ruined my friendship with him.
Max is a hardcore gamer is what I've been saying. He knows his info.
Yeah, you've already discredited yourself. That's it. One year. Thanks a lot for sticking
around. Register
for
Mix. Goodbye. Max really knows his stuff. That boy. Smart, young, dude, really.